This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Scaly logic exists.
No, you didn't understand.
You believe there is something exists which is God and doesn't have a beginning. Yeah? Nobody, not even not devil, not angels, nobody except God Himself can understand that. Can you understand how can something exist without being a beginning? You don't understand that.
I do understand it.
You don't understand that.
I am saying I do. I am saying I'm do.
Can I prove it?
I am saying
can
I do.
Prove it?
That God doesn't
can I prove it.
Talk. I'll talk for 1 minute.
Stand.
And you talk for one second.
No,
one second.
That argument doesn't go like that.
Yeah, okay. Why?
Why? It doesn't happen like
that's fair. One minute.
I know it's fair, but it doesn't go like
equal.
That.
Why doesn't it go like that?
Equal.
It doesn't go like that.
Why doesn't it go like that?
Because it's so many questions we don't ask each other.
No, you got 1 minute.
Stick to one question.
Yeah, but how can I answer my question but I'm going
to
ask
you? Okay, wait. Stick to one question. You want to discuss 20 questions in 1 minute or one question in 10 minutes?
No, I want to talk exactly like now.
Yes. Okay. One question at a time. One question at a time.
Okay,
what's the question?
My question is, you claim me, first of all,
I'm not claiming anything. I didn't claim anything.
You claim Allah is God. You claim Allah is God?
Yes.
Oh, so now you claim.
Yes.
You change your mind.
Okay. No, you're asking me, do I claim Allah is God? I said yes.
Okay, so you claim Allah is God?
No, I don't claim. I said I believe Allah is God.
But you claim that as well, right? You're saying
I don't
that.
Need to claim. Allah is already
are
God.
Are you saying that? Are you saying
I don't
that
have to claim. I'm not saying anything to you. You're talking.
Doesn't matter.
You're talking.
You believe.
What do you...
Look,
I'm standing, I'm listening.
He has a problem of claim.
Go on.
So I'm going to change.
Go on.
Instead of claim, to make it more comfortable, I'm going to say believe. Okay. You believe Allah is a creator.
You're saying or asking?
I'm listening. You believe Allah is God, and you get that from the Quran, obviously, because you're a Muslim. Yeah, any Muslim would get the information about Allah from the Quran or the Hadith, right? Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you're right. Yes.
Okay, now, I want to know who, actually, I know who, I want to know how, yes, I want you to answer a question. How did Allah create the world?
Okay.
Answer question.
Okay. Allah created the world by simply saying be and it became.
Okay.
So I'll give you the verse in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 116 and 17. It says, وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When he wants something to be, he simply says and it becomes.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Have I given the reference now?
He didn't finish though.
Okay. I have given the reference. How?
You want to ask a question?
How the world.
Look at
okay.
Camera,
let me. Wait. Let me.
I'm going to ask a question.
Let me finish my answer.
Yeah.
Let me finish my answer.
From this camera,
in this verse, it starts by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Badi'u samawati wal ard. He is the initiator of the heavens and the earth. Wa idha qada amran fa innama yaqulu lahu kun. Fayakun. When he wants a matter to be, he says, become and it becomes.
Okay.
That's how Allah created the heavens and the earth by saying, be and the heavens and the earth became.
Okay.
Allah.
So now we understand.
Did you get the answer?
Yes, I get the answer.
Good.
So now we understand,
yeah.
Without Allah speaking, nothing would happen, right?
Yes, without Allah creating, without Allah saying, kun.
Good, good. Now we get to the point. So that tells us, without the word of God, Allah cannot create the world, right?
Not necessarily. Allah can will and something can become.
But you just said into the camera.
No, that's not the only way.
Happen. No, you said
Allah,
it. You said it.
Allah can will.
What is
that?
What is that?
What is that? What is
that? You said in the camera.
Let me explain. What he says. What is that? Qada amran fa innama yaqulu lahu kun fa yakun. When he wants a matter to be, and he says be, and it becomes.
Okay.
Now this doesn't
that
mean. Wait, let me finish. It doesn't mean that he has to say a billion times for a billion chicks to be produced in eggs. Okay? He can say it once, be all of these things, and they will become. So whether he says a billion times or once, we simply don't know. The Quran says, he says, or he wills it to become, and it becomes. Simple.
All right. So that tells me at the moment that Allah, without his word, that he speaks, so to say be, without that one, he cannot create the world, right?
No, he can't do anything. We believe Allah can create.
You don't believe that.
Like Allah has told us. Allah has told us.
You don't believe that. You just lied to me. You don't believe Allah can do everything. You don't believe that.
I believe that.
You don't believe that.
I'm telling you, I believe that.
You don't believe that.
I believe that.
Can Allah become a man?
He knows better what he believes.
Can Allah become a man? Can Allah become a man?
Wait.
Can he become a man?
No.
But you just said he can do everything.
So let me explain what I mean.
No. It's no explanation anymore. You told me Allah can do everything, but he cannot become a man.
So you want to answer the question for me? You want to answer the question for me? The Quran says, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Okay, now here in this verse we have Allah telling us that Allah has power over all things. Okay, wait. Is everyone listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Allah has power over all things, right? What is the definition of things? What does shay actually mean? Things means possibilities. Things that actually truly do exist, have the possibility to exist. God ceasing to be God is an impossibility. It is an impossibility. God cannot cease to be God. God, even if he wants to cease, he can't cease. Can God cease to exist? No. The answer is no. Because God has no power over impossibilities. Do you understand? Things that don't exist, God. So God, if God intends, if God says, I don't want to become, I want to cease to exist, I want to disappear.
I believe God can do everything.
Let me finish.
But you don't believe
that. Do you believe God can completely disappear? Cease to exist.
I believe he can completely...
Answer my question.
I'm going to answer you.
Yes.
I believe he can completely, what you said?
Cease to exist.
Cease to exist and also exist at the same time. I believe that.
What? That's a paradox.
Do you know why?
That's a paradox.
Do you know why I believe that?
No.
Do you know why I believe that?
Explain.
Because...
Explain.
Do you know if he ceases to exist, everything dies? Do you know that?
Sorry?
If he ceases to exist, everything dies. Do you know that?
That's the secondary question. Primary question is, can God cease to exist?
Yes, he can. Do you know why?
So God can disappear?
Yes, and he can also exist at the same time.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Christian, do you know why?
That's a new one.
Do you know why? It's a new one. Do you know why?
Why?
Because what is impossible for man is possible for God. That's why.
Okay, good.
Do you know why?
Good. Okay. Wait. I'm gonna stay on this question. We're discussing now. You brought this up.
You brought the question. First one.
No. You made a point.
Yeah. Wait.
God can cease to exist and not exist at the same time. Now I want to understand
the
philosophy.
What about the first one?
I want to.
He doesn't understand it.
No.
He doesn't understand it.
Why not? Why not?
Because I'm telling you why. Do you want to know why?
Do you understand it?
Do you know why?
Do you understand it? So why do you?
Do you know why?
He is saying something.
Do you understand Allah?
Understand.
Do you understand God?
Wait.
Nobody understands God. He's hiding all.
You finish first.
You telling me? Do you understand God?
Okay.
Of course I don't understand.
You just
God.
Made a statement.
I'm a limited being.
You made
an unlimited being. Of course I don't understand him.
Can I say something now?
Because you're not thinking.
Can I say something? You just made a claim. You made a claim that God can cease to exist and exist at the same time.
He
do you understand?
Do
wait.
Do I
you
don't understand? No.
You don't understand. Why did you say it then?
Because what's the impossible?
Why did you say it?
I'm telling you why.
Okay, late brothers and sisters,
why.
I'm gonna say. Cuckoo, mama, chichi. Did you understand
he
what
spoke
I said?
The hack.
Can I ask?
I spoke the truth. I spoke the truth. Okay. I don't understand what I said. I don't understand.
Does anybody exist?
Okay.
To understand how can
you just made a statement you don't understand. Would you use that statement against me when you don't understand it yourself?
You will do the same thing.
So this is another example of Godwin.
Wait, you will do the same thing though. You will do the same thing. Do you know why?
You said
do you know
God
why?
Can cease to exist and not exist at the same time.
Yes.
Sorry, exist at the same time.
Yes, do you know
yes,
why?
Yes, do you understand?
I don't understand that. I don't have to understand
okay,
it.
Okay, you don't understand. So
why do you understand everything about God?
Sorry?
Do you understand everything about God?
I understand this much, that God cannot...
Do you understand everything about God?
No, not everything.
Same as me.
I understand what I'm saying.
No, you don't.
I am saying God cannot cease to exist.
Do you understand?
God cannot cease to exist.
Wait.
I understand what that means.
No. Nobody can come here and claim that you understand.
Listen,
how can someone...
You need to go back to the university
or
school or college, wherever you left from,
primary school,
and study logic.
Listen to me.
Okay?
You believe
study logic.
Something exists.
No. Maybe primary school.
He didn't understand. Repeat it. He didn't understand.
Now listen, you believe there is something exists, which is God, and doesn't have a beginning. Yeah? Nobody... Not devil, not angels, nobody except God himself can understand that. Can you understand how can something exist without being a beginning? You don't understand that.
I do understand it.
You don't understand that.
I am saying I do. I am saying I do.
Can you prove it?
I am saying I do.
Can you prove it?
That God doesn't...
Can you prove it?
Yes.
Prove it to me.
The Quran says God is eternal. Khalas.
You better than... You can prove to me though.
No, that's a proof to me.
That's
a proof to me.
You understand it.
That's a proof to me.
But it doesn't prove to me that you understand it.
I'll tell you how I understand it. God tells me that he has no...
I don't understand. Well,
God tells me that he has no beginning. Okay.
No, I understand that.
Wait. I understand that God tells me that.
Yeah,
and for that reason, I know God told me that. And because God told me that, that is the truth, and I understand it as the truth, that God has no beginning.